This is ESPN Radio.
When Springsteen fans cry, that's what you're going to say? That's what you're doing here? That's what you're doing there, Jay Williams? Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Way deeper and better than mine.
On ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Chase Exit Channel 80. Don't forget about your smart speaker and ESPNU. We're going to get to that conversation involving Jaylen Brown and how analytics made him the highest paid player in the NBA. We're going to do that in about 5 minutes. But people waiting on Twitter.
Wait, Freddie, can I just tell you, why is it every time that Prince comes on, Yates, so I start like doing stuff with my eyes, like putting like you know, like hand motions? You know,
feeling, Prince, just feeling a vibe.
Yeah,
man.
It's like the Prince vibe. You know what I mean?
Point and wave.
It sounds like you two are trying to be a part of the revolution. That's what that sounds like to me. That's what that sounds like with the whole things you're doing right now.
You want me in the revolution against you and your team.
You and your group of flunkies.
You want some pancakes and some grapes?
Computer
Don't say
poo.
It.
The Dave Chappelle skit, it's one of the all-time best.
It is fantastic. Fantastic.
When you just see him in the middle of the game just on the ground humping the ball, I'm like, I can't anymore.
All of the top of their heads between him and Neil Brennan.
Oh,
all
so
the top
good.
Of their heads at that standpoint. But the debate is waging on ESPN Radio, the Twitter app. As a matter of fact, Jay Williams and also Pat Costello 20, those two have gotten into it. Pat Costello believes that Bruce Springsteen's catalog of music was better than Prince's catalog of music. He gave his top seven, and then Jay Will gave his top seven. So you can weigh in on that debate on ESPN Radio, the handle on social media. I guess it's called X, what it's called right now. Who has the better music catalog, either Prince or Bruce Springsteen? As a matter of fact, Dwight in Asbury Park, New Jersey, which is an album titled by a certain guy named Bruce Springsteen, at 888-729-3776. He wants to weigh in on this real quickly. Dwight, better music catalog, Prince or Bruce Springsteen, and why?
I gotta go with the purple one.
The purple one.
Wow.
Tell him why.
Even in Asbury Park,
tell
New Jersey.
Why, Dwight.
Even there, Dwight.
Tell him why you going with the purple one.
You got Jay. You forgot three of them. 17 days.
Oh, good time.
Scrolling.
Yeah, good one.
And International Lover.
Oh, he went
Dwight,
deep
Dwight,
cut, deep
here's
cut.
The problem.
More songs Jay didn't pick.
Here's
he gets
the problem,
for.
Dwight. Here's the problem, Dwight. Deep As cuts. Pat is yelling at me about all the songs I didn't pick, it's hard because the catalog is so deep.
I mean, he went deep.
It's really
hard. He went flip side of When Doves Cry for 17 days.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to determine your seven greatest when the catalog is just so exquisite. Sorry, Pat.
You didn't even come up with seven. You came up with five. You couldn't even name seven.
My list that is live on our show has seven names of songs.
You didn't even have one of them in the system because you didn't even pick it.
What are you even talking about, Pat?
You know what
I don't. Why?
Well,
I don't know what you're doing.
Also, there are tons of Bruce Springsteen songs I could have picked.
Well, Pat, to help you out, industry standard, on Twitter says Prince is more talented, but Bruce has released better tracks and more of them. So he agrees with you. So that's why I told you guys this debate was closer.
The one guy in a four-hour show that agrees with Pat.
One's better than zero.
One guy in the 150 million album sales.
Jay, let me use this analogy for you. Pat, some guys are allowed to come to get on the second bus to the arena.
Wow.
You better be on the first bus in the first seat if you want to even be on the team.
Pat got a short leash, apparently.
Nuno on a rampage. Today.
And yo. Nuno got fired on the tarmac. He didn't even make it to the hotel to get on the bus.
The response.
By the way, Nuno, there's nothing worse than being on the first bus. It's like the ball boys,
the cheerleaders,
like the managers.
It's two seats full of clothes that you got to wash for the overnight trip. It's like, hold on, man.
I thought I was in the league.
Pat, I don't consider that way when it comes to Bruce Springsteen's catalog. I said it was close. I said it's Prince close. It wasn't a blowout to me.
Have you guys ever met any famous musicians?
Oh, when I worked in radio.
Like hung out?
No, I met Janet Jackson.
Ooh, how was that?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
What?
Justin Timberlake, like moment Janet Jackson?
No, it's on law before. Talking about when Janet, at the height of her powers in 1990.
Excuse me for going right to that one.
That's okay.
One part of life.
We know how you
are.
Very
memorable.
But the Rhythm Nation tour had a chance to hang out with her backstage before a show. She could not have been nicer.
Really?
Yeah. When I worked in music radio.
Did you think Michael?
No. Janet's too fine for that.
Okay.
You're in Janet Jackson's atmosphere. You ain't thinking about any other Jackson.
Okay.
As far as that goes. But yeah,
Yates?
That's one. That's mine. Janet
Jackson.
Uh-oh. When he starts laughing before
like
the
little girl.
So I met Bon Jovi by accident riding the teacups at Hershey Park.
Riding the teacups?
Don't ask why I was riding the teacups.
Why were you in, how old were you riding the teacups?
Well, how was Bon Jovi? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. It was around the time when like he acquired the soul and everything was going cool.
Oh, it was about 2001.
I was being a good brother. My sister wanted to get on teacups. Got on that
really?
Joint. And I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, you know what? This guy kind of looks familiar, and it was Bon Jovi.
Yeah, so only one of the biggest rock stars in the last 50 years.
Yeah, he walked around, got chocolate and all that stuff. It was cool.
You're like six years old in 2001, right?
About
2001?
That. 2001, because that's when you
was 10.
You're 10, yeah. Sir. Sorry, it's 4 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That four is important.
Long four.
Yeah, long four means I might have never heard of Bon Jovi if it was a
understandable. Slow certain yeah. places that, you know, they're not playing Bon Jovi music.
Now,
I get it.
Know?
I understand.
Yeah. T-Cup Bon. My guy.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I don't ask you because you met so many different people.
But the one in particular, which I kind of started to allude to earlier in the show, I had this moment where I was I was at this party in L.A. Uh-huh. It was at this club that kept moving around in L.A., right? It was like on Saturday nights, and you'll get an email notification, and it would just pop up on your phone. And be like, all right, the club is at this spot. It was like this membership thing. Before, like, membership things were like a thing, right? And so the club stayed open until 5.
Okay.
Right? Which in L.A. is not a thing. So I remember going to this club and being at this spot and having the security guy come up to one of our security guys and be like, yo, somebody wants to meet you. So my boy's like, yo, you got to come with me. I'm like, where are we going? And he's like, I'm not going to tell you, you just need to meet her. So we go into this back room, dark room. Everybody's out there. Mm-hmm. People are doing a lot of different things that I can't say for radio, okay?
The
environment is just very much loose and open. I'm like, oh, okay. Where am I walking into? And I see her. Madonna.
Wait, what now?
Madonna. And I meet Madonna. And Madonna's like, I've never had somebody do this to me, Yates.
Okay.
Madonna, like, I'm meeting Madonna for the first time in like the first 5 minutes, reaches out, grabs my pec and says, how often do you work out as a professional athlete?
She said, you're so strong.
And I said, wait, do I need to sign an NDA or something now?
You look so good and so strong.
What world is going on here? So that was my awkward.
You got the pec test from Madonna?
I got the pec test from Madonna. It was great.
Freddie, Jay started listing out his workout when I did incline bench, reverse press, chest press.
I was doing the Lucky Star borderline.
Hey, man.
I was working out.
Can I admit something?
Sure.
You've already admitted enough.
I can't name a single Madonna song.
You're kidding. Now you're trolling.
I swear, I can't name you a single
Madonna. Like a virgin?
This is the problem with working with you, Pat.
I'm just being honest.
I know you're a classic rock and roll guy. I know you love just Bruce Springsteen's, Southside Johnny, the Asbury Jukes, Led Zeppelin, all that, right? So that's your wheelhouse. The Police, Eric Clapton.
Or rap from 2012. Okay. That's it. Those are the only two eras.
No, not one. Not even Vogue?
Vogue?
Sure. Vogue?
That's
it's
a mag-
Vogue!
That's a magazine.
Wow.
Pat, not you never cease to amaze me. Vogue? And not for anything good.
Wow. Like a Virgin?
That song you never heard before? 1984. Same year that Bruce Springsteen put out Born in the USA and Prince put out Purple Rain.
Is this AI? Did AI make this?
Now you're just trolling.
Now you're trolling.
I've never heard this in my life.
You know what? Wow. You know what, Pat? I don't believe you.
I completely believe
it. I've never heard this song in my life. I'm not even convinced it's a real song.
Real quick.
Material Girl?
Never mind.
He needs Shazam. That's what they're saying.
He needs
Shazam.
He might need a music book or two based on that.
Shazam still a thing?
Of course it is.
For Pat, it has to be.
I'm about to say mandatory.
Taco in Houston wants to weigh in on this. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio this morning with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman at 888-729-3776. Taco in Houston, what you got, my friend?
What's up, Jay? Hey, you got the Prince argument, you know, but hands down, but you can't be moving the goalposts, man.
What do you mean?
You brought up songs that brought back memories of your ex, bro. You're too old for that, bro. We can't be doing that, man.
Taco told you.
I told y'all I'm like the Drake of morning radio out here. I get emotionally in my bag. It's okay. Y'all should have saw me during a Drake concert.
That,
I was looking right at my wife singing songs. I'm sorry for looking at you.
Too old for that, Jay.
I know.
He is.
Too old for that, Jay.
Taco, you ain't lying.
Taco,
he is too
old
for that.
You ain't wrong. I need to be
right
a grown-ass man on this show. You're right.
You got to grow up, man.
I'm going to tighten up, Taco. You're right.
man.
I'm going to tighten up.
Lock in.
Lock in, baby. Yeah. You're right.
Sometimes you need somebody to tell you more about yourself than you know yourself.
Hey. Hey, man. Look. That Purple Rain song. Tell you, how fast do you think you're going, Mr. Williams? 70? You were going 15 in the fast lane. I was like,
if you had gone 25 miles, man, you'd have probably thought you were flying.
I was flying. I was going so fast in my mind, though. I was in such
you
a box.
In it.
I was in a box of emotions with that song.
Believe
man.
Me, as somebody who has gone through that, breaking up with somebody and you're taking a trip, believe me, you can get from point A to point B
so fast.
Realize how you got there.
So fast.
Absolutely.
I drive here?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how did I
was driving? Man,
anybody who has been on a long trip after a breakup and you just decide to drive, or let's say you had to go somewhere and be there and it took a while to get there, it's like 1 minute you're at exit one and you're not thinking about anything, but you're just on autopilot. You got like a certain song to get you, and then you look up, you're at exit 58. You're thinking, how did I just drive 2.5 hours and not realize that? We've all been there.
Well, that sounds really deep, though. You've been driving 2.5 hours? You lost it. I mean, I lost myself
for a
song.
That's a deep playlist. Yeah, I got one of them, but I get it.
Believe me, that breakup was hard.
Go ahead and open up, Freddie.
No,
go ahead and let the world know, Freddie.
Embrace your emotions, Freddie.
I don't mind showing emotions. I'm letting you know that it was a breakup that was unexpected.
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm going to visit my daughter in Massachusetts and everything like
Damn.
That. And on the way there, and I was living in upstate New York, in Pawling, New York. And believe me, I was at exit one crossing the Connecticut line. And also I blinked my eyes and I looked. I'm thinking, how in the hell did I get to the Mass Pike and not – when your mind's a dangerous instrument.
It all
really
makes
is.
Sense now. The fact that, like, you know, at the top of 6 o'clock, you can listen to, download the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jay was asking Freddie about why he only drinks Shirley Temples at a function yesterday. Now
really?
it makes sense.
How does it make sense?
Because in the world.
Because, right, like, you don't want
sense?
That. You It's locked in deep down. Like, all of a sudden, Freddie doesn't want, we don't want him opening up.
No.
Like, we might lose Freddie.
I don't know who that Freddie is.
Yes.
I told you, my mind is a dangerous place for you guys to be. I kept warning you guys about that.
Let me know.
No. We don't need to go anywhere near that. No.
Jay went too far.
Shut it down.
Jay went too far.
Now I can't talk about that catalog.
You can't. No. No.
No. No.
No.
You abide by yourself on that one.
What do you mean? I'm not saying a lyric.
But my bad.
We'd like to thank Jay Williams for no longer being part of this program.
Damn.
On ESPN Radio.
Nope.
Jay was furloughed.
Jay Williams may be furloughed. But
I don't know, why they asked me to bring in my IMB into the office yesterday.
Jaylen Brown was not furloughed by the Boston Celtics. He got a lot of money for the richest NBA contract ever, as Pat Costello looks the other way because he's not getting fired today. But has his contract put any more pressure on a certain dude at the Boston Celtics? We'll get to that, because our minds are telling us no in ESPN Radio and ESPN U.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
Don't let it be a nice weekend this weekend. I'm out, toes out and everything.
You're going to be that guy? You going to be that dude?
Yeah, get a nice little pedicure, toes
okay.
out.
Okay, just want to make sure. Hey, you got to take care of your
breathe.
Hands. Got to take care of your feet. There's no doubt about that. Like Lieutenant Dan told Forrest Gump, make sure you take care of your feet whether you're going to a Drake concert or not. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio. As well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. So nobody thought in a million years we'd be talking about Jaylen Brown getting the richest contract in the NBA ever It's one thing to get that money. I'm not mad at him.
Good for you, Jalen.
Clap.
You deserve it.
They put that in your contract to say if you make second team all NBA, it's going to trigger a clause where you get the super max extension for over $303 million a year. Hell to the yeah when it comes to that.
Also, you can make the point, though, Freddie. Boston's lucky that he made all NBA because I'm not sure that my man would have stayed in Boston.
Now, that is something I
can't. He may not have stayed in Boston. So you can make the case that the Celtics are actually lucky that he became All-NBA because that did trigger the Supermax, which is one of the main reasons why Jaylen Brown is probably going to stay in Boston. When another team can offer you $80 to $90 million more than another team if you don't make All-NBA, he was probably going to find himself as an Atlanta Hawk or a Memphis Grizzly or somebody else in free agency. He would have opted out.
Right.
So, I mean, this works out in Boston's favor. I still think Boston with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, if you look at their trajectory, right? Trajectory. Lord, I'm just making.
You can't use the antibiotics excuse now from yesterday. We would have let you get away with that yesterday. Today, you're feeling a little bit better. You're back to being the real Jay Will that we know.
The projection. Now, okay.
Or trajectory. Yeah. You can do that. You can portmanteau things.
Damn. See, this is what happens, too. When you say a word that's messed up, you try to beat everybody to it.
But the good thing is you caught yourself.
I caught myself.
Yeah, most people would have done that and tried to double down on it. You knew that, that didn't sound right.
If you look at their
that didn't
trajectory.
Feel good. There you go.
Right?
And their projection.
And their projection.
I'm here for
there
you.
There you go. I'm just combining words now. I do think this gives them their best shot at having multiple bites at the apple towards a championship in the long run.
Okay.
Now, he is the highest paid NBA player now on an annual average.
And that will change soon.
That will change very soon, as soon as Jason Tatum is up. So, but that goes into a bigger challenge, ultimately, for the Boston Celtics, because you're going to have two players that are going to be making a total of $600 million over the course of their career.
Wow.
That's what that number is going to be. And it's going to be higher than $600 million because you would assume that Jason Tatum's number is going to be higher than Jaylen Brown's.
Absolutely. Here's something else to what you just said. And we can do the whole analytics game. Like Zach Lowe from the Low Post Pod talked about that because Jaylen Brown got this deal, it's because of analytics making it a money ball situation more than ever before in the NBA.
Will it be a good contract? A plus value contract? Probably not. I mean, Jaylen Brown's going to have to grow as a playmaker, particularly as a playmaker. And all the jokes about his dribbling aside, it's his dribbling and his passing and his assist to turnover ratio, which often veers into negative territory. I actually think in some corners of the league, particularly the analytics corner, he's become a little bit underrated. You know, I've had a couple people in opposing front offices tell me something along the lines of, are the Celtics really going to pay their third or fourth or fifth best player all this money? And I was like, come on, guys. I know the passing. I know the assist to turnover ratio. I know that Derek White's an analytics darling, and so is Robert Williams. But like, this dude can score everywhere all the time in ways that are extremely hard to find.
What scouts?
I don't know. I was wondering that same thing myself.
Is he talking about?
I have no idea.
I need names because I don't want to read their scouting reports. if those people are calling Jaylen Brown the third, fourth, or fifth best player on the Boston Celtics, what the hell are they talking about?
They're basically saying that Jaylen Brown is behind Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford, and Derek White.
No.
Exactly.
And by the way, you can sit here all day long and talk, have you seen the handles? Have you seen the decision making? Okay. I've seen him also strap people up on the defensive end. I see a guy that is an elite scorer in this game. Granted, he may not have ball handling capabilities like that of Jason Tatum.
Sure.
There's a reason why you might pay Jason Tatum slightly more. But it hasn't been until the last year or so, year and a half, that we've been talking about Jason Tatum as a lockdown defender. That player who's been him has been Jaylen Brown on both sides of the ball. So there is high, high value on that. There's no way in hell, Freddie, I call him the third, fourth, or fifth best player on the Celtics.
You know why people put that out there about Jaylen Brown? By the way, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together this morning on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. They look at what happened in the Miami series, especially the last four games. Other than the 26-point game he had in Game 6, he scored 21 in Game 5, 19 in Game 7. Nobody played well in that one. 17 in Game 4, 12 in Game 3, 16 in Game 2, 22 in Game 1. That's where the shade came from. They seem to forget that in the Philadelphia 76ers series, that he was giving them that work.
Prolific.
Right. He only had one game where he did not score 20 points. In that series, he scored 23, 25, 23, 23, 24, 25, and shot over 50% from the floor. except for one game in that series, which was Game 7, where his boy Jason Tatum went nuclear, putting a 50-burger on him, and he still was 9 of 19 for 25 points. People seem to forget that things like that happen in a playoff series. So I don't know why people all of a sudden are casting aspersions that this is not a quality Robin to a Batman. That is Jason Tatum, or does that not have Batman ability? Do not use one series where, let's be honest, Miami was giving it to him, being up 3-0. There were plenty of dudes did not play well in that series. But it seems to me that Jaylen Brown got more of that lack of love from people when they should remember at times those things are going to happen in a playoff series. It has happened to people before. It'll happen to people again, a lot better and a lot worse than Jaylen Brown.
Well, also, I mean, when we were sitting here just talking about who are the players, I asked you, who do you think the players were that these, quote, I'm using air quote, scouts, you know, said that were better than Jaylen Brown? You gave me Kristaps Porzingis, right?
I don't think Porzingis is better than Jaylen Brown.
No, but you gave me, like, that would be one of the names that would jump to the top of your head.
Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, you want to use Malcolm Brogdon, and you want to use, who's the other one? Al Horford or Robert Williams. Either way, there's only one guy better than him on that basketball team. That's okay. Jason Tatum. So I'm with you. I don't know what those scouts are looking at.
The best ability is availability, right? So I can't have Kristaps Porzingis as a better player than Jaylen Brown. Like, I don't even know if Kristaps Porzingis is going to be – I watched him be available last year in Washington, but he's had some injury issues. Right? Now, I need you on the floor. Jaylen Brown, last year – I mean, if you talk about last year, played 67 games. The year before that, 66. I mean, he's available. He's there for you now. Like, there's something to be said about that.
And didn't miss one playoff game, by the way.
Durability goes a long way.
Yeah.
In this league.
Believe, but fourth or fifth best player in the Celtics?
Come on, man.
Come on. I was born at night, not last night, when it comes to stuff like that. He's Jay Williams. Hit him on Twitter, Real Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. 6XM Channel 80, and don't forget about us on ESPNU. 2 years ago, the Rams were the Kings of the Hill. Last year, they were in the dungeons after being knocked off the King of the Hill. But could this be the year for a comeback for that team that many people look at and say, keep an eye on the Rams? Keep it here on ESPN Radio and ESPNU this morning.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is ESPN Radio.
Hey, let's go do our job, man.
NFL Nation 2-a-day.
Time is here.
On ESPN Radio. The Los Angeles Rams.
Blue 58. Go.
This is Travis Rogers from ESPN 710 in Los Angeles. And heading into the 2023 season, the biggest storyline for the Los Angeles Rams is how is Sean McVay going to deal with the expectation of having a bad team for the first time in his NFL career since his rookie season as a head coach. That season, there were no expectations. McVay surprised everybody. They've been good ever since. up until last year. This upcoming season, of course, is the first time under the McVay era where the team is expected not to be competitive, where the team is expected to not contend for a playoff spot. That's the challenge he faces. That's the challenge the entire team faces. What do you do when no one expects you to be good?
Countdown to kickoff with NFL Nation 2-a-days on ESPN Radio.
Let that be hit, James Earl.
Absolutely. Because right now the Rams could use a little bit of that funkin' rhythm in 2023 based on what happened in 2022. He is Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman, together on ESPN Radio this morning, as well as the ESPN app.
So you just got away from the hot sauce, huh? I've noticed for the past 2 weeks you haven't even brought up hot sauce one time.
If someone gives you a nickname, whether you like it or not, you can't just call yourself that, man.
But you were leaning into it like the first 2 weeks. That
hot
we were
sauce Freddy.
You call me hot sauce, I don't run away from it, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
People call me that on social media. Coming to ESPN. They like the hot sauce nickname. I like it. It doesn't bother me. But if I start calling myself hot sauce, then you need to take my temperature and drug test me. You should not be having your
I should
your own
always
nickname.
Be taking your temperature. You hot sauce.
What's good, sauce?
What's good, sauce? What's good, Hoss?
Sauce easy. What's good? If I start doing stuff like that, that's a problem.
Come on, man. You call me Jay Weezy.
Well, that's because I have receipts now because of actual photographs.
Tucci, and I get it.
You and Lil Wayne.
It's
know.
Good.
I don't look like a hot sauce bottle. That's the difference. You look like Lil Wayne based on that picture.
You got hot sauce in you, Freddie.
I got hot sauce in me. I don't doubt that. Believe me, anybody that knows
who's lacking hot sauce right now?
What's that?
The Rams.
Well, they need a lot of hot sauce. I mean,
can we just dig into it?
Okay.
When you go all in, right?
Which I was not mad at.
Blank them picks. Like we've heard LeBron James talk about, he wishes the Lakers would have did for him, even though I think he likes what Rob Pelinka has done now.
Oh, yeah.
But Les Snead went all in for the Rams. And by the way, when you do that, now all of a sudden you see the narrative flipping. So now the conversation around Les Snead becomes, oh, no, we're the boring Rams this year. Okay, like I say, like not to press the gas as much, pay a little bit of the debt that we've accumulated. So like now I find myself asking questions about guys like Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald. Like at some point this season, will you be unloading those guys to give you some, if you're going through a rebuild?
Right.
Because think about how much we've encountered over the last 7 months, Freddie. And we've had the Rams that went 5-12 last season. Matthew Stafford just played 9 games, a spinal cord injury. We've had Sean McVay, like mull over retirement, whether he wanted to go into media or not.
Right.
They traded, you know, CB, their corner, Jalen Ramsey. Odell Beckham has departed in free agency. So, like, now you have these three pillars, but with where they are they going to maximize where they are at this stage of the career if you're going through a rebuild? Well, probably not.
To me, and it's going to be a struggle bus situation for the Los Angeles Rams. If they get the 5-6 wins again this year, I think that'd be a miracle with the kind of lack of talent that they have in this football team. And when, not if, and I firmly believe that's a win thing, not an if thing, the Rams being a 5-6 win team, two things are going to happen. You're not going to have Aaron Donald anymore because he's going to retire to 2023, and Sean McVay is going to move on. I don't firmly believe Sean McVay wants to be part of a rebuilding movement when it comes to Los Angeles Rams. But they were willing to have that happen because they were the epitome of, we'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes, when they're all in on a championship. There's not one person that was a part of that team on off the football field that regrets the decisions that they made because it paid off to win a championship when they beat the Cincinnati Bengals. There's not one team in the NFL that wouldn't sign up for that. Ask the Dallas Cowboys if they wouldn't sign up for that right now. If you said you'll be all in for 1 year, but for 2 to 3 years after that, you'll struggle and they have to rebuild all over again, and they haven't won a championship since 1996, they'd be all in on that. The Rams didn't do anything that a lot of other teams would not have done. So they had to pay the piper now and lose your coach after this year and Aaron Donald retirement. It was worth it because what happened? You won a championship in 2021, and everybody signed off on those kind of decisions to make that work in Los Angeles.
If you're Sean McVay and you want to win at a high clip and you just mold retirement for a little bit this offseason, you don't think it's going to be worse next year?
Well, if you're talking about retirement, that means you have 1 foot out the door. I firmly believe that.
So, like, if they extended him to 2026, I see a situation in which Sean McVay, after this year, is like, you know what? I'm going to take a year in the booth. I'll take a year in the booth. And let me, very close to Sean Payton, let me reassess what the market looks like.
He'd be a star on TV.
What the next opportunity looks like.
I'm with you on that. Sean McVay
would
be a star on TV.
Because I don't see him coaching a losing team, nor dealing with a losing culture as you go through the rebuilding process. I don't know if there's that type of loyalty there with the Rams.
Yeah, that's fair. He's not going to do what Steve Kerr. Many people thought Steve Kerr wanted to bail out when Golden State had the reboot and they only won 17 games one year. But he said, you know what? I'm not going to leave these guys in bad times. I'm going to stick with it. Sean McVay doesn't have to do that. I don't punish anybody for not wanting to be a part of that. I get it. If that's not part of your coaching DNA and you don't want to do that, I'm completely okay with it. But let's remember, they all were in on this. Sean McVay, Les Snead, the general manager, those players. Because nothing says, that worked, than a championship ring around your finger.
I mean, if you are Les Snead, how do you not look at getting younger? Getting a lot younger, like going through the process.
You're going to have to.
So you have guys like Cooper Kupp. Like, what kind of assets can you get in return for him? You have Matthew Stafford coming off, you know, an injury. He's very vulnerable. You know, we talked about the elbow issues a couple years ago when they won it. How did he play through that, right? At this stage of his career now, where he is age-wise, what assets can you get in return for that? So, I mean, you have to have – all options need to be on the table here if you're Les Snead.
Well, you and – by the way, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together this morning on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Jay, you know this extremely well. If you're not competing for a championship, you can't be in the middle. And the Rams don't have the kind of assets to get younger if they're going to be in the middle. If you want to part with Cooper Kupp, we're talking about a 30-year-old wide receiver coming up in injury. Matthew Stafford, I firmly believe this could be his last year in the National Football League. Aaron Donald's going to retire after this no matter what happens in 2023. That's just me spitballing when it comes to that. You don't have enough replacements in reserve that can be the next person to take those kind of places.
No.
The guys you need are going to be in the draft or in free agency, and that means you got to manage the salary cap. You got to find those draft picks that you sold your soul for to win a championship in 2021.
And by the way, when you made the analogy or the example of Steve Kerr prior, okay, you had a generational type player on that team. And Stephen Curry, that's, you know what?
Worth waiting for.
Splash Brothers, with the way they're building and the way I see the game changing analytically and geometry-wise, I'll bet on that. Who is that player for the Rams?
There is no one. There is no one. And if that you know who that player is for the Rams right now? It's probably playing college football somewhere.
Yeah.
Or about to play college football, because that's where you're going to have to be. Now, they could surprise. We all know this. In the National Football League, there's always that one team you say to yourself, where in the hell did they come from? Nobody saw that coming. It's the nature of the NFL. You can have teams that we think are going to be good, may take a step back or be better than what we think, but there's always that one team that we look around and say, did not see that team coming. Could they be the Tennessee Titans of this year like we saw in Tennessee? No, but there's always a team out there. And in the NFL,
true,
that's what makes the NFL great, because you don't know where that team is coming from.
You get to the trade deadline, right? You see where you are at trade deadline. I honestly don't see them finishing ahead of the 49ers or the Seahawks in the division. I don't see them making the playoffs.
No.
If you get to the trade deadline and your record is very subpar, you have to look at unloading assets. You have to.
But you have to hope to have a trading partner.
You have to hope that you have to put your players in situations where they play well enough, even though you are losing at a higher clip, to make sure that those assets have enough to get a return.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a very strange season, because we thought the Rams were going to be pretty good last year. And then everything just fell apart with that football team. And now you're in a division where you look, to your point, you're looking up at Seattle and San Francisco, who made the playoffs. You're trying to stay a step ahead of a team that I don't think is going to be any good this year in Arizona. And then you look at their schedule. They open at Seattle versus San Francisco, at Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and then Philadelphia in their first five games. So you get up to a slow start. You may not have to worry about, Jay, about guys being unloaded. They may unload on themselves. I'm done.
Yeah. Say that schedule again. At Seattle.
At Seattle. Home versus San Francisco.
Two losses.
Yeah. At Cincinnati. Loss number three. At Indianapolis.
They should win that one.
They should, but you're going cross country.
Going cross country, big one.
Then home versus Philadelphia. That could be on five before you get to Arizona. And they could be on five.
1-4 seems like at the best.
That game against Indianapolis. That's true. And division games are a weird
thing. Like, once again, who are they going to start? Are they going to actually go with Anthony Richardson, a guy like that who's younger, who can make more mistakes? We'll see what they decide to do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Either way, it was a long season last year in L.A.
Yeah, man.
Could be longer. Although it'll never be a Chargers town.
But by the way, you got a chip. So, this is...
It was worth it.
This is the price you have to pay when you go all in and you say blank the picks. That's why I give the Lakers a lot of credit. They're no, we're actually not going to go in that direction. Because we're going to plan for our future without LeBron James.
Yep.
There's a way we can do this economically that makes sense for everybody. Now look where they are.
And not get to ground zero.
Yes.
You're exactly right. The Rams went to ground zero, or at ground zero now, but they were willing to do that because they're all in on a championship, which is so precious to get. and so hard to win. He is Jay Williams. Hit him on Twitter at Real Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, part of ESPN Radio this morning. Also on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU. I think we're going to try to put the whole Prince catalog versus Bruce Springsteen catalog. I don't think we'll be able to.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is ESPN Radio.
Dan Graziano does a great job as an ESPN NFL insider and reporter. Great follow on Twitter at Dan Graziano ESPN. Yeah, we'll talk football with him, but Dan, we'll throw that out there. Pat thinks Bruce Springsteen's music catalog is better than Jay's Prince music catalog. Where do you stand, my friend?
What say you, Dan?
I am a 51-year-old white man from New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So you would probably take a guess what my answer would be, but I think it's Prince. I really do.
They're never going to let you back in the state of New Jersey, Dan. They're never going to let you back in the state of New Jersey, Dan.
Well, you look at these lists, and then right. You listen to the songs that aren't on the Prince list that Jay put. I don't know, man. The volume of great, great songs. He's a better guitarist, right? Like, he's probably a better vocalist. I don't know. I got to go with Prince.
Mm-hmm. USA. That doesn't mean that you can't love Bruce Springsteen.
Amen.
Like, he's badass. He's incredible.
No question. Still doing his thing.
I just love Prince more.
And it was shown.
And so do the people.
And it was told.
By the way, our boss just walked in, Justin Craig. He's here with us today.
Yes, he is.
And I need to get his informed decision on this.
Okay. Jay Williams, Freddie coming together in ESPN Radio and ESPN U and SiriusXM Channel 80.
Yeah, we're coming off Dan Graziano talking about, 51-year-old guy from Jersey.
Bruce's hometown, home state.
That favored Prince instead of Bruce.
Yes.
Justin Craig, what do you have to say? Who has a better catalog, Justin? Are we going Prince? Are we going Bruce Springsteen? He does not want to talk, apparently.
So he walked in here with that look, and I was just like,
oh boy.
My God.
Oh, oh boy.
Did we do something? What happened?
It's like I told you guys earlier.
Yeah.
In terms of like when you review the tape of the show, right. There are times you'll be like, I know we've had fun. Uh-oh. I don't know how it's come across on radio. I don't know what the reception is, especially from our boss.
Right.
But like, I know at the end of the day, after these 4 hours, the five of us, and I think Graziano and David Dennis enjoy the heck out of the show.
Yes. Yes.
Well done.
And that's Justin telling us to wrap it up. There goes the show.
Wrap it
okay.
up, B.
Yes.
Wrap it up, B. Yeah. That's the way of saying, leave me out of this whole thing. But Pat Costello, I give him credit. Even though right now the poll on ESPN Radio, who has the better music catalog? Right now, Prince is clearly leading at 67.1%.
Clearly.
The 32.9%.
Sheesh, blowout.
I thought it was completely closer than, and I knew that, I had a feeling it was going to skew that way. But their catalogs, in terms of who's better, is a lot closer than that poll, in my opinion.
But see, this is what I love about Pat. Pat is still fighting, even though he's on the ground fighting for his life, right? So then Pat goes through a series of emotional tweets. Bruce had more album sales, awards, and higher Super Bowl ratings at Pat Costello 20.
All true. Not emotional. Just facts.
Here goes
take the
second
emotion
one.
Out of it.
I got all the rules, research, list, and Jay has nothing except other people chiming in about good songs.
It's also facts. Jay, you made a list and went, see, my list is great, as other people list songs you don't have on your list.
That's a complete fact, too. That kind of helped his argument that more songs that he didn't have, they said, what about this? What about that?
I could have named 10 more Bruce Springsteen songs.
Well, you didn't.
I just didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't need to.
It's not my fault.
My seven is better than your seven.
Well, do you want to take it down to these last two callers? I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
Whose side they're on.
Okay,
Pat,
we're going to find out.
This will ultimately... These calls, not the ESPN Radio, X thing, Twitter thing that's out there. These two callers will determine the winners.
Okay, Alan.
You down with that?
Are you good with that?
Right.
I guess he has
sure.
to be.
Fingers
sure.
crossed. Here we go.
Moving the goalposts again. Alan in Las Vegas at 888-729-3776. Better music catalog, Prince or Bruce Springsteen, and why?
Okay, I'm a 55-year-old white male living in the desert, okay? Bruce Springsteen the music is too dry for me, and I have enough dryness here in the desert.
Wow, tell him, Alan. Tell him.
That's pretty good.
When you take the song playlist for Prince, Erotic City, the only place back in the day you could get that was on the second side of the 45. Red Corvette.
No, that was the flip side of Let's Go Crazy.
Was it 1999 or what?
Little Red Corvette was by itself.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Sounds well researched. I'm glad we're listening to his opinion.
I'm
this is great.
Okay,
great
all
stuff.
Right.
No,
okay. Alan,
ignore Pat. I'm here to help you.
Go ahead.
It was the flip side of Let's Go Crazy. It was Erotic City.
How do you continue? Know that?
Because I'm Freddie Coleman.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Well, anyways.
I am sure.
But that was the only place you could get it. Now, you've got a song that's better than the front side of that they have to put on the back side because that's how deep he was.
Exactly.
You know?
Can't argue that.
There's something to be said about that. I mean, look, we have pictures here of him on ESPN. You just look at the perm.
Look at the chest hair.
It speaks for itself.
Are you using the hairstyle argument now?
It speaks for itself.
Because he had like,
look at the taco meat right there. Look at it popping out. It speaks for itself.
He had the short, then he had the long, then he had the whole Elvis kind of curly pompadour the 1983 time.
All right, 1-0 for me right now in this critical moment of the game.
All right, last one. Mike in Iowa.
This is interesting. Mike,
better music catalog, Prince or Bruce Springsteen, and why?
Hello to all of you.
Hello.
Jay, you're great.
Thanks, Mike.
Respect your game of basketball. But Prince, hands down, did Bruce Springsteen ever play every instrument to create the song?
Wait, Mike, I'm confused. Pat. Wait, Mike, hold on. Mike. You're on my side.
Sure. Yeah, he's on your side.
You're on my side.
Yes, he is.
Okay, but.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I got a little bit confused because it felt like you started off the conversation with the jab. But then you came back to my side.
No. I said hello to you guys.
Oh.
And said hello. You're great. I respect your game
as
a basketball player.
Uh-huh. You know, typically, Mike, whenever somebody says I respect your game, that means they're about to hit me with a jab. But so maybe that's me reacting.
No,
my fault.
No.
That's on me.
Totally respect you as a NBA player, sir.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
But why do I have to care that Prince could play the electric triangle? I don't care.
There's no such thing as an electric triangle.
Please.
Because I know it's just a triangle.
Like one of the best frontmen of all time. He just had a microphone.
By the way, Mick Jagger turned 80 years of age today.
Pat, our callers only get so much time to have a platform.
Get Mike out of
here. Mike, finish. I'm so sorry.
Mike, you're great.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Mike is fantastic.
Finish your point, Mike.
Mike is fantastic.
Get him out. Sorry, Mike.
You're not sorry. You're sorry, not sorry.
Let Mike finish.
He doesn't have to worry about it. He backed up your argument. 2-0 based on the last two.
He played a lot of instruments. I guess that means he has the best catalog.
Now you're just being snippy.
Now you're being angry.
Now you're being cheeky.
That's not even a good argument.
I won by a landslide.
Just because he played a lot of instruments.
Can you just acknowledge that Prince's catalog is better than Bruce Springsteen?
He's never going to do
that. I cannot, because it's not.
50 more million albums sold and not a singular person called it. It was like, yeah, I'm going with Bruce.
Hey, Jay, you can take the rest of the show off.
Pat,
I need some extra work in the gym.
Well, poor thing. Greedy with Mike Greenberg comes your way. Yeah, it was shrapnel day here today. For Jay Wills and Freddie Coleman, this is the mighty ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
This is ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.